The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Seven after the hour. That's the music for the My Cool Inventions radio program, which airs Monday through Thursday during this hour. And then we combine all of the assets, all the talent, all the big thinking, all the wonder, the miracle of this program together with the Dream Big America concept to find this week's big entrepreneur, the big inventor, who's going to be moved ahead. We have three people to test. John Cremins and I will be listening, and you, of course, to Sandy Ingold from MSPAD. I don't know that much about this. Is it not somebody from My Cool Inventions, I don't think? I don't recognize that.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the iPad device, that app, let's say, that actually helps people encrypt or transcribe the medical stuff into their computers.
Oh!
Remember her?
How can I remember that? Duh. Okay. Well, we're off to a good start anyway. And then we have Eric Kinnear, who was the winner last week, I think, wasn't he? The winner last week from My Cool Inventions. I believe what is it called? Tobili?
Yeah, no, he had the Santa signal.
Oh. All right, so that's right. Santa Signal is a website, santa-signal.com. And then we have Bracket Wallet being presented by a fellow named Chase Larson. So we'll see how we get all these people defined as we get started in a few minutes. We have a presentation from each of them that will last 2 minutes. We'll have them tell us a little about themselves, and then they actually have the two formalized minutes in which they pitch their product. And at the end of that, John Cremins will be asking each of them follow-up questions, so you'll have a better idea of what these people are all about. What are they selling? What have they invented? What are they presenting to you for your consideration? And what happens here, the thing that's exciting is because a lot of these programs don't have as much audience participation as would be desirable. So here we bring everybody in, like American Idol, I suppose, and ask you to vote my... you can go to the My Cool Inventions website if you can't remember anything else, and you'll find the connection to dreambigamerica.us. But the website, my connection to a fellow named Adam Taff, brought us around to the Dream Big concept. And then I met and heard about ACOS and John. I thought, this is silly. Let's put everything together. So that's what we've done. Monday through Thursday, we have competition, and that's one person with each of the hours. And then we have three here as a runoff on Friday. And then we have a big deal at the end of the month. By the way, the September Dream Big Champion, John, was Patricia Holmberg with Bag Swag.
Oh, I love that invention.
Very, because very good.
I think it's a big invention. I think that actually could go places.
I agree with you. If those of you didn't hear it, Bag Swag is a luggage cover and straps on the luggage that let you spot your suitcase the minute it hits the baggage claim carousel. Something that really is needed, no question about that. So we hope that does well for her. And in the meantime, we've got other people, and we're going to wish them well. And at the end of the day, when we put these, we have three contests during the month, three Fridays, and then the fourth Friday we have the runoff, and that person is going to win thousands of dollars of promotional prizes and encouragement. That's what we're about here. Some of these people appear on the air three, four times. They presented their product, and they do well just because of that. It's kind of like advertising, free advertising, as we give you, because we want to push and push some more the idea of crowdfunding. I thought it was interesting. I had somebody on earlier today talking about a crowd fund that had been put together. Dr. Michael Hogan came on the program from a company called Genesis, G-E-N-I-S-Y-S-S. And these people are coming up with a way to store DNA. And so they have started they've got applications and all kinds of things, but they started a crowdfund, an Indiegogo crowdfund, that is storing are aimed at raising money for them to help people store life. Can you imagine the benefits of this, John? Think about it. If, in fact, you know what your body has, that will tell you perhaps what your body has in store for you. If you know what you're born with, then you can sort of live your life accordingly.
So would this be doing, like, genetic stuff?
Yeah, well,
No, it's not genetic research. It's just a profile of you and your DNA so that you could have it at your choosing. You could have the DNA analyzed as to what...
Wasn't there a company that was doing that on TV?
I don't know.
There was a commercial that was doing DNA testing, and I think they got in trouble.
Did they?
They had to pull their ads. I wish I could remember the name of the company because I saw it a lot. And what they would do is you would send them the sample. They would do a DNA test on you so they could tell you everything about your body, right? And anything that has to do with anything that might be in performance of your body.
Yeah.
And then they found that there was something that kept them from now advertising in the U.S. and they had to go to Europe.
Huh.
If I can find it, I'll remember it later. But I can't remember the name. But it was actually catchy. When I saw the commercial, I'm like, oh, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
But evidently, it may have caused a problem.
Couldn't prove it by me. I thought this was just a fantastic idea. Frankly.
No, I think it is. Actually, I think it is, though.
I think it would have to be legit. Otherwise, Indiegogo wouldn't have started a crowdfund for them. Wouldn't that?
Well, you'd think, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I think, too.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it was called. It was called 23andMe.
Mm-hmm.
23andMe, and that was the company that had some kind of problem, and I'm not exactly
sounds like
sure
a sitcom.
What?
Doesn't that sound like a sitcom?
I don't know.
23andMe.
Yeah. I remember doing a commercial on it and mm-hmm. And seeing it on TV.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway,
interesting.
We have our three contestants. Contestant number one, as a matter of fact, we have Sandy Ingold, Eric Kinnear, and Chase Larson. We'll be meeting all of them, starting with Sandy Ingold, in just a matter of moments here on Dream Big America. Check us out at dreambigamerica.us.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at makingstrideswalk.org.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential! Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For limited limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by November 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends October 31st, 2014. Welcome to Dream Big America, where we give a voice to entrepreneurs and a vote to you.
John Cremins and Doug Steffen on the Dream Big America spectacular end of week. Time for us to profile these three people. Let's start with Sandy Ingold, who has joined us, the owner and inventor of this pad, the healthcare industry moving away from using symbols and charting and going electronic. And this looks like a heck of a good idea. So you'll be the judge of that as you vote later today at dreambigamerica.us. As a matter of fact, you can vote all week long till Thursday of next week to decide, to help us decide who the winner would be. Sandy, welcome to Dream Big America.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Tell all the people listening a little bit about you.
Well, I'm a grandmother, and I have a precious 5-year-old grandson that is currently the joy of my life. I'm a dog lover. I have 3 dogs, and they're also a big part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
My hobbies, people watching. And I live in the beautiful San Bernardino Mountains up in California.
Nothing wrong with that. The only thing that I would say, you'd probably lose your interest in watching people if you were watching John Cremins all day. Other than that, there are a lot of interesting
people. That's true. It could be.
Yeah. All right. So you're going to have, I'm teasing because I like John, and what's the old expression? You only tease people you like, right?
Yes,
that's the way it works?
That's me, too.
Yeah, right. All right. I'm expecting then more teases then.
I will. I'll
work
tease
on
you
that. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, we're going to give Sandy 2 minutes. She's going to pitch her product, then John will ask her a follow-up question in a few minutes. So those of you waiting to hear how Sandy presents herself, let's get at it. 2 minutes now on the MS pad. Is that what you call it, by the way, Sandy? Is it the Ms. pad or the MS pad?
The MS pad.
MS pad.
All right. Medical shorthand.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You have 2 minutes from now.
Healthcare providers, are you experiencing the clunky transition to electronic health records? I, too, am a healthcare provider experiencing firsthand the frustration of no longer being able to use symbols and charting and going electronic at the same time. I am not a typist and miss the convenience of using symbols while charting. I knew there had to be a faster, more accurate way to enter data. That is how I conceived the idea for the MS pad. Designed by a healthcare provider for healthcare providers and designed to be exceptionally user-friendly with an extremely small learning curve. The MS Pad, the world's first and only medical shorthand keypad, contains 20 common symbols used in everyday charting. Press the symbol, the entire word prints onto your document, significantly reducing data entry time while simultaneously increasing accuracy and offering significant advantages to the transition to electronic health records. The MS Pad is a small portable device that plugs into your computer. If you have multiple computers, you can use the same MS Pad for all of your computers. The MS Pad will sell for the amazing low introductory price of $39.99. An app is currently available for the iPad in the iTunes Store. Licensing options are available, and with over 878,000 doctors, 2.7 million registered nurses, 185,000 physical therapists, 105,000 respiratory therapists, not counting all the other medical professions, the immediate market is expected to be in excess of 5 million units.
All right, time's up.
Show-
That's it, Sandy, but you did a good job. We got a lot of information there. John will follow up with you in a few moments as we continue with contestant number 2 in just a moment. This is Dream Big America.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now 23 after the hour, as the Dream Big America contest continues for this week. We've had a lot of winners, John, over the course of the last year and a half. I was looking at some of them as I went on the air earlier today. It's very cool, the number of people that we've helped. You have, over the past 4 years, helped a lot of people to get into business. This is the American dream. So if you want to vote to help one of the people here that is either close to you, know them, you're connected to them on social media, or you just like their pitch, you can find out more about them by going to dreambigamerica.us, where you can vote. But the whole profile of all these contestants is there, pictures of them, stories of the companies. Plus, you can download the two-minute pitches at DougStephan.com and my conventions, which connects to Dream Big America, but at the Dream Big America site as well. So get ready to vote in about 35 minutes or any time from now next Thursday by texting DBA to 612-22-DREAM. Or again, voting on the DreamBigAmerica.us website. One of the contestants today will go to the finals at the end of this month. Okay, so next person up is Eric Kinnear, John, who's the president of Tobily, T-O-B-I-L-Y, an idea tank. So we're going to find out a little about Eric, and we're going to find out more about Tobily. John Kremins and Doug Stephan happily welcome you, Eric, back, because I know you've been on with us before. How are you doing?
I'm very good, John. How are you?
All right, thank you. Why don't you tell us a little bit? I didn't want to answer for you, though, John. Do you want to say you're okay or are you not okay?
No, I said excellent.
Excellent. He's excellent. Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's Friday.
It
I
is.
Mean, you know.
Right, well, excellent. Friday's excellent. Okay, so, Eric, what do you know that we ought to know about you before you start making your formal pitch? What's your story?
I'm a father of two. I'm an avid songwriter, musician, and I just enjoy the creative process, just wandering around my imagination. But lately, with my kids, I've been coming up with some more new and unique ideas, and pretty much what I do with my time. For a living, I'm in sales. But
all right, well, let's see if you can sell us. We want you to sell us something connected to Christmas here. So let's talk about the Santa signal. You've got 2 minutes from right now to tell us your story. Eric, please go ahead.
Imagine that it's Christmas Eve. You're at home enjoying a relaxing evening with your children or grandchildren. Now let's suppose that during this heartwarming moment, your family and children suddenly heard Santa Claus up on the roof from your own fireplace. You really hear him, sleigh bells and everything. Now just imagine how memorable the children's reactions would be. Just imagine the reactions when Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, looks down the chimney and lights up your fireplace with his glowing red nose. This would now be a Christmas you and your children will never forget. Until now, the only way to make this scenario a reality is to climb up on the roof yourself, yelling ho, ho, ho down the chimney in the cold darkness of winter. Aside from risking Christmas in the emergency room, you're going to miss out on everyone's reactions. And where's the fun in that? Introducing the Santa Signal. The Santa Signal is a small electronic device that you magnetically attach to the damper handle inside your fireplace. Basically, you just distract the kids for a second and attach it to the inside of their fireplace. Then invite the kids to sit near the fireplace and, you know, just act natural. In 2 minutes, you and your family will hear foot stomping and sleigh bells followed by Santa Claus himself. This is when you have to try your best not to laugh. The reactions from the children are hilarious. And it gets better. While Santa is up there working, he's going to ask his friend Rudolph to look down the chimney with his glowing red nose to see if all the kids have gone to bed. This is when the inside of your fireplace is going to light up with a bright red glow. The kids go crazy. When Santa finds out the kids are still awake, he says, "I hope they go to bed soon, otherwise we'll have to leave." You'll be amazed to see your own children run off to bed on their own. Visit Santa-Signal.com to find out what parents and grandparents across the country are calling the newest Christmas tradition. That's Santa-Signal.com. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. That was a great presentation. I think everybody's doing well today. Sandy's doing well. Eric's doing well. We'll see how Chase Larson does. I think this is something new for us, at least his product is. We'll find out more about it, and we'll have John follow up with all of his questions because he's got lots of them. I know, 28 after the hour.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Fiction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction. Diesel engines benefit by fuels with high octane. Friction. Gasoline engines benefit by fuels with higher octane ratings, but diesel engines thrive on cetane. The higher the cetane number, the more easily the fuel will combust, which means shorter ignition delays and reduced knock. Today's sophisticated diesel engines can be found in vehicles from ships to trucks, buses, and cars. Benefits of driving a diesel vehicle can be maximized with a cetane enhancer like Royal Purple's Maxtane. Maxtane increases the cetane number by 8 when used as directed and improves fuel economy and engine startup reliability. When choosing lubricants and performance enhancers for your vehicle, consider Royal Purple. Visit RoyalPurple.com, then pick up Royal Purple products, including Maxtane, at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. American ethanol producers are fully engaged in the race to the next generation. Since the ethanol molecule is identical across sourcing types, many existing ethanol biorefineries are exploring bolt-on technologies that will enable production of ethanol from both grain starch and cellulosic material at the same facility. I'm Bobby Likas with 20 facts about ethanol, brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association.
Get it all for fall at Kohl's. Shop over 100 night owls and early birds late Friday and early Saturday. And warm up to half off outerwear for men, women, and kids. Find fall-worthy fleece 50 to 60% off. Layer up with a new graphic hoodie, just $19.99. Find extra savings on pants, jeans, and leggings. And 15 to 50% off new boots. All learning Kohl's cash. Only at Kohl's two-day weekend sale this Friday and Saturday. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
After the hour, as we continue with the Dream Big America concept, John Cremins is listening very intently. He will be asking questions of our candidates. We've already heard Sandy Ingold. If you'd like to hear her presentation again, you can get them at Dream Big America, the two-minute audio presentation at dreambigamerica.us or at dougseffin.com. Also the same with Eric Kinnear, who's got that great Santa idea. So now we move on to the third contestant. Before we do that, though, I thought it was interesting, John, to give you the results of our poll at dougsteffen.com yesterday. We were talking about little businesses that become big businesses. We always are doing that. That's why we're here to encourage these people, because who knows where any or all of these people will go with their idea. You all know Apple started very small. Amazon started very small. All these were ideas germinated by people who were creative, as all of these people who are on this program every day, every week, are extraordinarily, extraordinarily creative, and we want to encourage that. Who do you suppose it was who invented the first soft drink? Do you know who it was, John?
No, I don't.
You familiar with the term soda jerk?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait a minute, hold it.
No, that's not where I was going. But I appreciate you. your interpretation. Anyway, the first soft drink was made by a druggist. The soda jerks and where they came from, the original soft drinks were made as a concoction at pharmacies, and they were supposed to be a pharmaceutical remedy. They were supposed to be remedies for things, and that's the concept of putting gas into flavored drinks. The gas somehow or other was supposed to settle your stomach, and that first was discovered by somebody who was a pharmacist. The guy ran, they weren't called pharmacists, they were druggists then. When I was a kid, and even go back a couple of hundred years, they were called druggists. They were never called pharmacists, but because that grew into a contentious term, obviously drugs now, even though we call the drug companies, they're pharmaceutical. They don't want to be known. They don't trade on the, you can't go buy a drug company on the market. You go to, if you want to buy stock in pharmaceuticals, that's swell, but they're not drug companies, even though that's really what they are. But a pharmacist, a druggist, was the one that came up with the idea of a soft drink. One guy in a little drugstore in Illinois, if I remember correctly, about 150, 60 years ago, put this together, and that's where the whole soft drink industry came from, which is really fascinating. The poll yesterday had to do, and the reason I bring it up again is because here's an entrepreneur. He doesn't really know what he's created. He's got an idea, helps people out that are sick, and look at where it goes. Now you can drink a lot of soft drinks and you get really sick. Look at how the whole thing has been turned around. Originally was aimed at being something that would help you from getting sick or getting well, and now the stuff, the way they've concocted it, is horrible. Anyway, our poll, would you buy a soft drink that was only available online because of the move this week to put Pepsi-Cola, the new Pepsi with the special sweetener in it, only available on Amazon? So the answers to the, or the results of the poll, 26% said, yeah, I love the exclusivity of it. Yeah, I can be the only kid on my block to be killing myself with something I can find on Amazon. 22% said, I don't think that I would drink that or any other soft drink. 20% said, no, I'm sure I can get whatever drinks I want cheaper at my local store. 19% said, why not? I buy other food I can get online. And 13% said, maybe, depending on the cost of it. So, pretty interesting.
Did you just go above 100%?
I can't not keep me. Did you add them up? I don't know. I don't add them up.
I don't know.
Somebody gives me the numbers. Let's see.
Maybe not. I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
I'll let you do the math. Well, I don't know. We have 26 and 22 is 48. 19% is 67. 20% is 90 on is 87. Oh, that's right. 13 more is 100.
Right. Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
I must have misheard. Yes. I was just, you know, I thought everybody would at least go one way or the other. No.
Really? Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to order soda from, you know, and have it delivered to my house.
No.
No. I've seen the messes that happen when those cans break.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
In the stock rooms of grocery stores when I worked at a grocery store.
Really?
Those were always the cans that were always erupting.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that.
It was always a mess.
Oh, really?
So imagine getting that to your front doorstep. Help yourself. It's nice and hot outside. And you bring it in.
Yeah. I'm from Amazon. I'm from UPA, whatever it is. Here, this is yours. Boom. All over the place. Lovely. All right, that'll put a soft end to that. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, we are focused next on contestant number 3 in our Dream Big America contest this week. You'll be able to vote. Don't forget now, at the top of the hour, 20 minutes from now, start. And a lot of the connections are made because of social media. People are able and encouraged. In fact, all these companies, all these people who are competitors, the better you use your social media, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Instagram, Pinterest, whatever it is, the more you get to people who support you, and more to get them to vote at dreambigamerica.us or by texting DBA to 612-223-7326. The more chance they have of moving on to the final round and getting all that promotional benefit. Never mind what you get from just being here, but the real concerted effort by the people who are our friends and colleagues that will help you move along to the next level. So, by the way, Dream Big America powered by the folks at Sprint. Thank you for their support. Chase Larson joins us, the founder of the Bracket Wallet in Salt Lake City. And I can never remember the call letters of the radio station. I want to say it's KLTK. Does that sound right, Chase?
Oh, geez. You know, I don't know.
I should know. You don't have to know. I ought to know, but I don't remember. If 350 stations, I don't remember call letters too well, but that seems to stand out in my mind. Somebody listening will tell me for sure. Meanwhile, you're here to tell us about your success. First, we want to know a little about you, and then you'll get 2 minutes to pitch, just like everybody else has done today, and then you get follow-up questions from John Cremens of My Cool Invention. So tell us about you, Chase Larson.
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you. Yeah, most importantly, I just got married a month ago.
Good for you.
I'm from Salt Lake City. I've been a geologist for the last 4 years, but most recently graduated from the MBA program. So now I'm just pursuing my dream of becoming an entrepreneur, working as at a business incubator called Church and State.
Is that related to the more? Is this related to the Mormon Church? A lot of people in Utah are related, somehow connected to the Mormon Church.
It's kind of a play on words, but no, it's not related. It's a business incubator. I don't know if you've heard. It helps businesses get off the ground.
No, I haven't heard about it. John, have you heard about it?
No.
No.
Offers, you know, free office space, free networking, stuff like that.
Very good. All right. Yeah. So we're going to give you 2 minutes now to pitch your product. We'll be learning about this for the first time. So make sure that it's good, and we'll, I'm sure, help you get a lot of support. Let's see who comes out on top today. Here's Chase Larson, the founder of the Bracket Wallet.
Yeah, I think, you know, I just want to ask the listeners to kind of think about your wallet and think about all the cards that you've collected over the years contributing to, you know, the fat wallet that you sit on every day, and you probably don't use all these cards all the time. So I had this problem for a long time. I started buying leather, thin leather wallets, but they would wear out and sort of not hold my cards very well. So I'd have to buy a new one every 6 months. So I just decided to, you know, design my own wallet. And I got some quotes from manufacturers here in Salt Lake City and realized, you know, it's economically feasible as a business, and it's also a perfect Kickstarter campaign. So we raised $8,000 in April and produced 600 wallets, and we've sold 550 since April. And we have more in production right now. This wallet, it's made of aerospace-grade aluminum, and then we powder coat it in 7 different colors. And we also have a carbon fiber version. So it's not your typical wallet material, but it comes out weighing, you know, 1.5 ounces, and it's 4 millimeters thick and holds up to 12 cards. So I really just wanted to design a wallet that people could take anywhere on any adventure, mountain biking, you know, running, anything they want to do, and it doesn't weigh you down at all. So currently we're selling through our website, BracketWallet.com. We also sell to some branding agencies and do, you know, laser engravings of companies' logos that they give to their employees. And then we're also trying to get on with Backcountry.com, other online retailers as well, and get some presence in retail stores. So that's the BracketWallet story. That's kind of where we're at, and, you know, that's what we're doing right now.
All right. So the information, if you want to follow it, there are two places to get more info if you're really intrigued by this idea. It's at BracketWallet.com, BracketWallet, all one word, BracketWallet.com. Or you can just go to DreamBigAmerica.us to see him and his company profiled, along with the other two that are up this week for your consideration. Voting starts in 16 minutes. John has questions for these three in 3 minutes here on Dream Big America.
And now, another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcards?
Yep.
Lawn signs?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochure?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Shit.
Didn't we delete those?
Why would we?
Oh.
We also have shredders. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples. Make more happen every day.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrideswalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. A Utah man who pushed over an ancient rock formation in a state park there created a public uproar when a video of his vandalism was posted on YouTube. The one-ton boulder had stood on a pedestal for millions of years, but in the video, the man pushes several times at the huge rock until it finally falls over. He was charged with felony mischief and pled guilty to a reduced charge, but that wasn't the end of his troubles. It turns out that a few weeks before pushing over that boulder, he filed a lawsuit claiming he had permanent and debilitating injuries. The video, however, clearly showed him flexing his muscles and using his whole body to push over the massive boulder. This spurred another public uproar. Let's be fair, it's not uncommon to hear about personal injury lawsuits based on questionable injuries. But when a plaintiff hurts his own case with a public video posted on social media for the whole world to see, that's an uncommon gift to the cause of justice. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Do you hear that ringing? I've heard that ringing in my ears for over 20 years. My doctor said...
The ringing and buzzing in your ears is called tinnitus, and you're just going to have to learn to live with it.
The constant ringing in my ears is annoying. I've tried everything, and nothing worked. So I invested my own money, met with doctors, specialists, and certified labs. After a decade of research, we've developed Tinoxyl, a prescription-free, 100% natural and effective way to stop the ringing. And better yet, it helps me sleep. Trying to sleep with ringing in my ears is almost impossible. But with Tinoxyl, I started sleeping better in the first couple weeks. I'm so confident that Tinoxyl will help you too, that I'm giving the first 100 callers a free 30-day supply.
Don't let the ringing in your ears control your life. Call now and get your free 30-day supply. Just pay shipping. Take back control of your life, combat the ringing, and start sleeping again. Try it for free. Call 800-930-1669. That's 800-930-1669. 800-930-1669.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One has bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to meet the dose today.
Hi, John. Too much yak. Let's get to it. You have a minute for each of these people, starting with Sandy Ingle, to ask a follow-up question so the audience can better decide who to vote for at dreambigamerica.us. So go ahead.
All right, Sandy. So you ran out of time at the end of your presentation. You didn't get the call to action in. If I give you a couple seconds, tell us what you were going to say at the end.
The very end was, please show your support and vote for the MS pad, and thank you for listening.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, and basically with your pitch, what I would do is those numbers you listed off at the end with the amount of people that are doctors and nurses and everything, I'd move that up in your pitch a little bit and say, this device is going to help this many people, right? Mm-hmm. And if you do, if you work that in toward the beginning a little bit more, I think it'll be more impactful, okay? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whenever you're given the opportunity, Sandy, and that's probably going to be a lot, hopefully, John's trying to get you to weave all of that stuff together. That's a good comment. Medical Symbol Pad, MS Pad. You can check it out. She, along with the other two, as I said, are at dreambigamerica.us. Get their profile and vote for her if you think she's got the best idea. Next up, question number two for contestant number two, Eric Kinnear. Here's John with his question for you.
Hey, Eric, you did a good job today in your presentation. And I remember last time the conversation with both Doug and me, and we were talking with you about the Santa signal. You had said that, I mean, you had them produced, right? They were actually produced in China?
Correct.
Okay, and then did you have like a trademark on that? I mean, at least on the name anyway?
Yes, I do.
You do? Okay, all right. Yes. Other than that, that's the only question I had for you, Eric. I thought you did a good job.
All right. You don't have to get stuck there. This is a great chance. Those who are family friendly, you're going to love. They're going to be all over this. Standard-signal.com. And again, more info at dreambigamerica.us on Eric and his company. Finally, Chase Larson with Bracket Wallet. I was quite intrigued with this, frankly. What about you, John?
I think the idea is good. Yeah. I think the presentation, I think the pitch needs to be a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only saying this, Chase, to help you, and not, and I don't want you to take it in a bad way. What you need to do is set up the problem, okay? And basically, any presentation that's going to get in front of somebody that's going to look at you, like an investor or like even on a crowdfunding site, they're going to want to know the problem up front. And I work with so many of these guys that invest in projects and products like yours that if you don't get them in the first 2 minutes, or even in that first minute, get them emotionally attached to the item. You're gonna lose them, and you're gonna be just kind of wandering off, and they're not gonna be listening to you. And even though you're trying your best, so basically, I would set up the problem like, you know, your wallet's too big, it's too heavy, you can't even fit it when you try to fit it in your wallet or you're in the back pocket of your pants, and then you go in through your whole thing. Now, I've been to your website. I just looked at your website just a few moments ago, and they're beautiful. They look great. I mean, I'm assuming they're put together with aluminum and. Is that is that like a rubber band or some kind of rubber that goes around it?
It's like an industrial strength rubber. Yeah.
Okay, so and we're running out of time, aren't we?
Yeah.
Darn. Okay.
Yeah.
Still an interesting product though.
Yeah. RacketWallet.com is his email, his web address. Check them all out at dreambigamerica.us and then vote.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The Legal Eagle Eye, overviewing some of the important stories in this past week as to their legal ramifications. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is a lawyer. He's college professor at Bentley University here in suburban Boston, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft. In fact, he's the founder of Scamicide.com, which is a website dedicated to informing the public about the dangers of scams, providing the public with the latest info on this important item. He also has his latest book. He's written a number of books, Identity Theft Alert. He shows you in the book exactly what to do and how to do it. Importantly, he also tells you what to do or not to do, stop doing, in essence, the inadvertent behaviors that we all use that could be setting you up as a victim. I've been there, done that, and Steve's book has been very helpful to me. Okay, let's get to a couple of the items. The President of the United States has pledged to give to men and women who join the armed services every consideration. In other words, if you fight for us, and I don't have a problem, frankly, because I think this is probably one of the better ways of getting people in here if you want to short-circuit the system, but is it legal? Does he have the authority to do that? Does it have to be an act of Congress? What really works here for people to become legal citizens if they serve? There are a lot of people who think it ought to be, but can the president just say, okay, you, if you go to the service, you'll become a citizen? Does he have that authority?
I don't really think he does. You know, we've had for a while an expansion of the president's executive powers. Some have called it the imperial presidency. And there's been recently more of a bit of a pushback. You know, the president has the ability to pardon, but this really isn't akin to pardon. This is kind of an amnesty. It's a changing of the laws in regard to citizenship and immigration. And it is not the kind of thing that he can do by executive order. So perhaps he's saying that this is the goal and something that they're going to try and work through the system, but not on his own.
All right. So the answer is no.
Right. But we get paid by the word.
Of course. Yes, exactly. All right. So the next item of interest has to do with the controversy about the name Redskins. And this is brought about this week by the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, Mr. Wheeler, saying he doesn't think it's appropriate. Well, you know what? As a private citizen, swell. He can say whatever he wants. But he has, nor does the FCC, at least in my reading, in my rendering of this, any jurisdiction at all over this, no matter what their bully pulpit allows them to say or do. And so the focus is on this lawyer, this college prof named Banzoff, who is an opportunist, in my opinion, a self-promoter, a gas bag. He did the tobacco suits, the drink suits. And in and of themselves, I don't know that these things are bad. I think the Redskins thing is a real off-the-wall thing. You're a college professor. What do you think of this guy's antics?
Well, it's interesting. We were talking in my media law class about this, and I had to calm myself down because I think it's just an incredible abuse of the process. I mean, on just so many levels. First of all, he had a perfect storm to take advantage of. Broadcast radio stations have to renew their licenses every 8 years. And so, coincidentally, right now, WWXX, which is the flagship radio station for the Washington Redskins football team, had its license up for renewal. By the way, this radio station is also owned by Dan Snyder, who owns the Redskins. So
Right. When
a renewal occurs, anyone can file an objection. So Banzoff has filed an objection, as he has a right to do, and he's arguing that the name Redskins qualifies as hate speech, which has nothing to do with the FCC. Fighting words, which has nothing to do with the FCC. It is akin to broadcasting obscenity. Well, guess what? Obscenity, indecency, they are violations of FCC rules, but under absolutely no possible interpretation can Redskins qualify as this. So what he's trying to do is basically bully the FCC and get public opinion to have them make a ruling in an area where they have no power.
Nope. So this guy is, I mean, I'm getting press relief after press relief after press relief from this guy about everything.
Yeah.
The most recent one I looked at here was, the title was Law Schools Being Forced to Make Radical Changes Because of a Disastrous Job Market. The next thing he wants to do, by the way, is take on the student debt problem and sue whoever he can sue or whoever he can make a lot of noise. He's been making a lot of noise about everything for years. One of the best known professor, he's called Professor of Public Interest Law he's at George Washington University. So anyway, I find him to be an opportunist. Not that the stuff that he does isn't of interest. Check out Steve Wiseman's work. Steve Wiseman's, the best website is scamaside.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.